I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In Paris last month, nearly 200 countries agreed to dramatically lower their greenhouse gas emissions. Sounds good, but saying it and doing it are two very different things. And it's not just up to countries to change their ways. Companies and industries also have to transform what they do in order to create a lower carbon economy. We'll be exploring all of that in the coming months. Today, The World's Jason Margolis looks at the future of cars.
In Boston, at the big annual auto show, cars slowly rotate on circular platforms. Company reps tout their latest and greatest offerings. Many other high-profile vehicles this year are green.
You know, here at Toyota, we are not shy about our love for hybrid vehicles. Sold nearly 8 million of them worldwide, 3 million of them.
It almost becomes like a game to see how many miles you can get before you fill up.
That's Kim Carpenter with General Motors talking about Chevrolet's hybrid Volt, and before that, Christy Promosa introducing Toyota's new hybrid RAV4. Those vehicles use both gas and electricity. GM is also unveiling its all-electric Chevrolet Bolt.
And the thing that we're most excited about it at Chevrolet is that it will have a range over 200 miles, and it's going to be affordable.
With tax rebates, the car is expected to sell for about $30,000. John Sturman at MIT's Sloan School of Management says all electrics, like the Bolt, are a joy to drive.
You get max torque at zero RPM out of your electric motor. In fact, they have to put governors on them to keep you from snapping your head back with those G-forces.
All electrics also have zero tailpipe emissions. Of course, the electricity to charge those cars has to come from somewhere. And unless that power originates from renewable energy sources like solar or wind, electric cars still produce greenhouse gas pollution. Other problems with electrics? There's not enough of them and not enough places to recharge.
But the energy companies aren't willing to invest the billions in infrastructure to provide that ubiquitous fueling until they're sure they're going to be a market.
Sturman says the problem is that nobody wants to move first. Andrew Hoffman at the University of Michigan says the auto industry's cautious approach towards cleaner all-electric vehicles is warranted.
Right now, you could just be solely focused on electrics, but the market isn't strong, so you'd be crazy.
Hoffman says with the car of the future so uncertain, auto companies need a finger in every pot.
Electrics, hybrids, fuel cells.
In the meantime, automakers keep putting out good old-fashioned cars and trucks with gasoline-powered internal combustion engines. And with gas under $2 a gallon, bigger vehicles are hot again. This business model won't last much longer, though. A few years ago, the Obama administration dramatically raised fuel economy standards for vehicles over the next decade. Sharon Basil with General Motors says they're working on higher-performing green vehicles, but consumers have to want them.
So it isn't what manufacturers build. It's what the public is buying. The bottom line is getting products out there that customers love.
Besides cool green cars, GM has another approach to getting cleaner: diversify its business. The company is investing heavily in car sharing and ride sharing. Ford is taking a similar approach. John Vieira is the company's global director of sustainability. He says Ford is shifting from a 20th century manufacturing company to a 21st century mobility company. He says when Ford looks at mega cities in the developing world, there's not a lot of space to sell cars.
If we still want to move around people and goods, and now we're talking about a congested city, what we really need to be thinking about now, not producing more cars for people to buy because they won't be able to move around, but how do we get creative?
Creative, like automated vehicles and combining cars with other modes of transportation.
We're actually doing some experiments with what we call e-bikes, where with electronic bikes that could actually be packaged nicely in one of our vehicles, you drive the vehicle, let's say, to a certain location, you get out your e-bike, and you take that around in the city.
John Sturman at MIT says fewer cars would not only be better for the environment, it would be better for how we live.
We have a huge opportunity if we can get people to move into different forms of mobility to give us back some of the most valuable, precious real estate we have.
More parks, more green space, less congestion. It's hard to fault that vision. But the car has been at the center of modern life for so long. Quickly and radically shifting how we live will take buy-in from consumers, too. For The World, Jason Margolis, Boston.